It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else, said President Theodore Roosevelt. When I was a little boy, I remember when me and my brother and my mom and her boyfriend would go to the pro wrestling matches. I can also remember when we would be inside of the auditorium and how I thought to myself, as I was amazed as to how that the roof stayed intact considering how loud it would get inside of that building. I would look at my mom and my brother, they would be yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, and at the same time they would be laughing sadistically. They were both laughing because we all knew that it was all a facade, fake, fabricated, and fictitious. I mean, after it was all over with, we would leave the building and everyone would be hoarse. Everyone's voice was completely worn out. And in the meantime, they were creating new rivals and scenarios to get you back into the building so fans could be lied to on another day. And what's crazy about all of this? People know that this is all fake, premised, and nothing but lies. Yet the people keep playing the fools to their own financial demise. In my era of wrestling, there was no guaranteed contracts. It was inherent that you draw the crowd in to make money. Former wrestler Jesse Ventura. Furthermore, you know the deceptive games that the Pro Wrestling Federation would conjure up. The bad guys they created were feuding with the good guys that they created, all pre-scripted to entertain the public to bring about the outcome that they desired. Behind closed doors, everyone also knew that these arch enemies were the best of friends. This all devised to keep the circus moving forward, to keep people at the door. For example, pro wrestlers Cena and Orton would both debut in 2002, and in the years that followed would both rise to major superstar status, having won 15 and 12 WWE championships, respectively. Now, while John Cena and Randy Orton have been involved in one of the best feuds of the past decade, a rivalry filled with personality, enmity, and hatred, therefore it was only fitting for these two to find common ground. Paul Heyman serves as the advocate for Brock Lesnar while on camera at WWE, but away from the sideshow, Heyman is not just a mouthpiece for the Beast, but a friend of the wild animal as well. What about Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper? They both go back a long ways, coming face to face in the ring for many years before winning the World Tag Team Championship together later on in their careers. Just so you know, the animosity and the rival in the feud was all created because, in fact, Rowdy Roddy Piper stood as the best man at Ric Flair's wedding. Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero had something that is hard-pressed to find in professional wrestling, a true admiration and sincere love one for another. While many other names could have been attached to Guerrero, we chose Mysterio out of history. They worked together for years both as a tag team and as bitter rivals. No matter the situation, magic would happen when these two met in the ring. In 2006, Mysterio would win the World Heavyweight Championship and dedicate the biggest victory of his career to his fallen friend. These actors all the well know what their job is and whom it is that they work for. It's just a show, all premised on deception, creating the illusion while leading the opposition themselves. Former pro wrestler Chris Jericho said, if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. Wait a minute. Did you just say leading the opposition? Yes, I did. A communistic tactic to control the opposition. Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Controlled opposition is when a deliberate attempt is made to either create an opposing effort to an existing Roger power
Sherman,
base,
signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the heirs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God." Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. With that said, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your trust. If you want to check us out online, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 13 to 15 articles, sharing with you from contributors that understand the times as the Sons of Issachar knew. And bringing about the answers that so many claim that they want. Again, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. The number's up on the screen even now. If not, I'll give you that number, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Article 4, Section 4, Canon Law. Read the Declaration of Independence, that which precedes and that which follows those documents as well, friends. The year of our Lord, 1787, the Constitution, our politicians, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the laws. You get the point. Folks, let me just show you something really quick, if you don't mind, just getting into the show here. We're talking about divided we fall. Of course, what we see, folks, is the right-left paradigm does not constitutionally exist. That's all been set up to divide the American people so they're easily conquered, and it's exactly what we're seeing today in this country. So we'll be talking about that. I'll get to it right after the first hard break. But before we do, friends, I want you to see this. This is a Dallas jewelry store robbed by unknown suspects. And I just want you to pay attention as I show this to you. I want you to pay attention to the owner of the jewelry store. I want you to see what he does again, okay, friends? So for the very purpose, I want you to put this up against what none other than our friend said rightly, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Folks, I'm just here to tell you again, there's nothing further from the truth because good men do not allow evil to prevail. I think I just gave it away. Edmund Burke said that. We'll be right. Oh, hang on a second. Here's the video, friends. There's no audio. I just want you to look at it. The owner stands there, watches them come in, break in to his glass cases, and steal all of his jewelry. He does absolutely nothing. He just sits there. So what he starts to do, friends, he starts to pull other jewelry out so that they can't get it as well. But isn't it interesting how he just sits there and allows them to steal their content rather than to defend his goods? You know, it's also interesting to note, too, friends, because that's a representation of what the American people tolerate today. Again, put that up against 21:7 of that of the book of Proverbs. I know people don't like to be held accountable. I get to see it every day. I get to hear it every day. They again, somehow or another, believe that their political idols are going to bring in the answers to the problems that they created. Did you hear what I said? The politicians are coming in behind, you know, the R letter now, allegedly fixing the problems that the D letter created. No, folks, just like I showed you before the show here, it's pro wrestling at its very worst. They're in it together. They create the problem. They create the answers. They bring in the resolve. And what they're doing is they're in reeling in more control over the American people, because like this jewelry store owner, he sits back and he allows it to happen. He allows them to steal his goods. Why? Because he's listening to corrupt politicians. You do know in many states across the country now, friends, you have had state governors basically loosen or remove the law completely, Romans 4:15, concerning those that mean to steal from others, that you can steal up, namely Gavin Newsom, that sellout, that little communist wannabe, friends. It's interesting, in his state, you have to actually steal up to $951 before the cops can even be called. I'm not making this up. And see, what's even worse than that is the business owners in California are not only are they tolerating corrupt politicians to dictate that, they're also encouraging them, friends, speaking now of the politicians, encouraging the thieves to go in and break into anybody's store at will, but just make sure you don't steal more than $950. I'm not kidding, friends. I'm not kidding. I have friends here in the state of Minnesota that are in law enforcement, and if you go into a store in the state of Minnesota and someone steals something, they're told by the corporation that they cannot follow them, they cannot enforce the law, they cannot hold them accountable, that you're supposed to let them go and then call the police. Then guess what happens when the police are called in, friends? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. They have to commit the crime so many times before they can be held accountable for it. Now, I got one question for all of you. Can anybody show me in the U.S. Constitution where the said representative government ever received delegated authority from we the people to go ahead and attack small business owners? And we've seen this in a great degree, friends, over the last 5 years under the guise of the pandemic. And it's continuously escalating more and more and more and more. The video that I just showed you right here, friends, is a brand new video. If you're just joining us now, go ahead and watch it. Watch the business owner do absolutely nothing as these thieves come in with hammers, break the glass, and steal all of his jewelry. I'm making that in parallel, or should I say taking that and putting it into parallel to the American people and what it is that they tolerate. Hey, friends, the government has no business telling thieves that they can come into your store and steal up to $950. But there's the American people, like the business owners, standing back and allowing to do it. Now, isn't that what 21:7 of Proverbs tells us? This is what they'll do. Yep. Doesn't Amos 6:3 tell us the same thing? This is what they'll do. I mean, folks, it doesn't get any more plainer than the nose on your face as to bring about how you are to resolve the issues. You hold your corrupt politicians accountable. You prosecute them, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and you bring judgment upon their heads and deter the crime by enforcing the law. You are the law. That's how you deter the crime, Proverbs 16:6. Again, friends, we've got much to cover here today on the show, but before we get to it, I just want to let you know, if you want to call in at any given time, please do. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Talking about divided we fall. Americans, this is insane what's happening in this country. No good news to give you, friends. Not that the American people are interested in good news, but we'll get back to you in just a moment.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 281-845-4704. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Bob, what say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Once again, I love you.
Thank you,
sir. I'll try to make this short and sweet. Your divided befall really rung a bell with me this morning. Even our allies are divided. Like on opening day in Texas, you have 150 legislators and 1,500 bills were filed. So that divides us with our attention on these issues, these bills.
Yep.
So, you know, each one of us has a favorite thing we want to fight for. We had 1,500 to fight for on opening day. But if we just abided the principles, the laws of nature, nature's got the creation in the Bible, no human laws should be suffered, they contradict these, you know, and life, liberty, and property. You know, if we focused on the principles, we'd be able to handle all 1,500 of those collectively without being divided on the specific issue. Is that making any sense?
Oh, it absolutely is. But again, here comes the mainstream media to throw these smoke screens out to get people looking at smoke and mirrors to distract them by causing the right-left paradigm to continuously war against each other while it's pro wrestling behind the scenes. And this is exactly the purpose of the mainstream media, is to get you off topic concerning the principles that you're highlighting right now. I know exactly what you're talking about, Bob.
And like our founders, they weren't confused with passing bills. They were focused on creation, the Creator, and the Bible,
Yeah. And
all, you know, and fighting against the tyranny that violated those. So if we can just do that, I'd be just a blessed man.
Oh, so would I. So would I in so many different ways, guys. Because, you know, Bob, really what it comes down to, and thank you for calling in too, you know, it's interesting to me that when we first started the Sons of Liberty Media.com, 10, 11, 12 years ago, I don't even know the years now. But what's interesting about it, Bob, is I told Tim, when, again, we started that site, I said, listen, I want to make sure that we put good news in there throughout the week concerning the victories that we have as a people, concerning those that are willing to fight for their freedoms, 1 Timothy 6:12. And Tim had said back to me, he said, Bradley, people don't care about the good news. And the truth of the matter is, Bob, they really don't. And it's a lack of gratitude for the things that they have been given to them. They're going to understand what guys like me and you are talking about, Bob, when their freedoms are completely gone and their children are completely enslaved. And it's one of those things that every day of the week, it's like, you know, I'd like to talk about this, that, and the other thing. And I get on the radio program and I get up all these tabs that I have to highlight concerning what needs to be talked about. People love to hear the bad news. They just want to hear something new all the time. They don't want to have to be told they have to deal with the issues and take responsibility, as you well know. But as for me and my house, we serve the Lord, and we're going to continuously do what we've always done. And I, by the way, I want to say this too, Bob. I'm not here to appease the people, but I am here to show them the judgments that are being written down upon them in hopes that it reclaims them back to the God that they say that they serve and love.
Well, the last thing I'd like to say is, you know, the preachers are falling down. They need to rally with, you know, our founding principles. And, you know, if only that, just to get involved in all these issues that are just so
overwhelming
to even Alan.
Yep.
I totally agree.
Thank you for the call, Bob. Totally appreciate it. You know, I remember I was called up to be one of the keynote speakers in Wisconsin. This is probably 6, 7, 8 years ago now. And I remember the guy that went before me, he was just talking about, and I was almost blown away. Now, you all know that 90% of the topics that are proposed to the said overseers in the church today through a Barna research survey, they found that 90% of them said, yes, we need to address these issues. 90% of the pastors in America said, yes, we need to address these issues. When they were asked by George Barna Research Group, they were asked to go ahead and answer the question concerning, are you willing to bring it to your congregants? And they said that less than 10% were willing to do so. Less than 10%. Now, going back to the speaking engagement that I was called to be a keynote speaker at, and this was in Wisconsin, you know, like I said, 6, 7, 8 years ago, the guy that went before me, his whole plea was how we needed to get into the churches and save the pastors. I'm not kidding you. I mean, could you be any more backwards? They're the ones that led us to the position that we're in today because they've got it backwards. Pastors named once in Ephesians 4:11. Throughout the New Testament, it's named one time. And the Bible clearly tells us how we're supposed to lead through the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. So it's in complete contradiction as to how it's supposed to operate. And then the American people sit back and try to figure out what's going wrong with their country. And again, you can explain it 50 different ways. But as I'm sitting there listening to this guy who had not the Spirit of Christ. He was an absolute reprobate. He gave himself a title. He had a little flock of people that didn't know the difference. And his whole message was is how we're supposed to reclaim the pastors that are in the pulpits today. My experience shows me over and over and over again, thousands of times over, that I've spoken in churches across the country, going all the way to the top of what you call concerning the hierarchy of the church in America. I went all the way to the top, and I absolutely understand why we're in trouble today, friends. It is not love for the Lord in any sense of the word, friends. It's not what they can hang on to. And what are they trying to hang on to? What they can't take with them on Judgment Day. And I'm talking about their money. And if you look at their money, you're going to understand exactly what they're doing. They're people pleasers. They're not telling people what they need to hear. They're telling people what they want to hear. And that is the difference of what we've always done on this show. And I say shame on the people that should know better, that come over here and sit there and take their shots 24/7, which I'm totally fine with. I got the shield of faith up. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. But the fact of the matter is you have everything backwards. And when I see you following these corrupt politicians the way that you do, it shows everyone around you and throughout the country and throughout the world as to what really matters to you. And it's political idolatry, to say the least. Let me get over to this. And I see you up there, Jason. Just give me a minute. Let me highlight a couple more things. You guys all know who BlackRock is, right? These are the guys calling the shots behind the politicians, along with the Zionists over in man-made Israel, and the list goes on. But I just want you to hear as to how this guy, this head of the BlackRock organization, the corporation, corrupt from the top to the bottom, is also agreeing that depopulation is a good thing. And I want you to see it for yourself. This is him talking at the World Economic Forum under Klaus Schwab. Just so you guys understand how close this is to home. And it explains to you the people that are at the helm that the American people are tolerating to be at the helm. Let's go over to the CEO from BlackRock and let's listen carefully as to what he has to say about not just Americans, but people on a worldwide basis.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations. Okay, that's something that most people never talked about. You know, we always used to think shrinking population is a cause for negative growth. But in my conversations with the leadership of these large developed countries that have xenophobic immigration policies, they don't allow anybody to come in, shrinking demographics, these countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. And if the promise, I didn't say it's going to happen, but if the promise of all that transforms productivity, which most of us think it will, we'll be able to elevate the standard of living of countries and the standard of living of individuals.
You see what they're doing, friends? They're dictating every facet of your life. Listen to what he's saying.
Negative population growth is going to be changing.
Is going to see what's happening. This is what brings me back to is what Bob was just talking about concerning what our forefathers did. They made reference to the Word of God. You know what man has done now? They have left off God and now they're making reference to man. And so what they've done is instead of putting their trust in the Lord, where there's a blessing in freedom, spiritual freedom, they put it into man who brings a curse. This man is talking about not only depopulation, but also, friends, dictating every facet of your lives. You have to understand what's going on. I'll be right back.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/Sons of Liberty Radio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I appreciate the phone calls. I just want to highlight this, and I'll pick you up, Jason, from Indianapolis. I just highlighted this, friends. BlackRock claiming depopulation is a good thing. As you were listening to, and if you were listening to his conversation, folks, all of these said globalists and those that love to be called elitists, you need to understand they're all conspiring as to how they're going to dictate every facet of your life. And why this isn't being talked about blows me away. And again, you see all these players, all these controlled operatives, namely the conservative talking heads that are there doing nothing but dividing the people against each other by playing what doesn't constitutionally exist concerning the Republicans and the Democrats. And I'm not going to go into all that, friends, but it's something that needs to be reminded. And it needs, and it's, and by the way, it's not tedious for me to remind you of this
or to reiterate the points, friends, because it's a system that does not constitutionally exist. And if the American people understood that, they would know that they're being duped. They're being lied to. I mean, it's so far out there, folks, scripted backwards completely. I mean, president after president after president continuously reiterates the point that we're a democracy. No, we are not a democracy, because if we're a democracy, then they can do the things that they're doing right now, and it's completely unconstitutional. But let me go back to none other than BlackRock really quick. Did you see this, friends? This Panama Canal port sold to BlackRock in victory for Trump. I know what's being sold to you and how it's being sold to you, friends, like it's a great thing and you're winning the day and Gulf of America, you know, instead of Gulf of Mexico, it's now Gulf of America. Folks, they're just simply appeasing you to your own demise. That is those that are being enticed by these scoundrels, because it's exactly what they are. Now, I want to go over, and I was going to make another point with that too concerning BlackRock, friends, but again, it's just amazing all the information that has been loosed and divulged to the American people and how it's been disseminated, but people still don't want to talk around the real issues. They want to talk about, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats and what Donald's doing, and oh, I mean, my goodness, friends, the list goes on, and it's really pathetic, to say the least. And I've said this before, and I know people get mad about it, but do you realize that people that are going along with this deceptive measures by these scoundrels, do you realize that, again, I know people aren't going to like it, but I'm going to say it. You don't deserve the freedoms that you have. You just don't. You think you know what you're talking about when you're declaring these victories, but the fact of the matter is the history of what's been going on in this country for the last century is they're creating the problems through the bad guys, as they sell them to, and then they bring about the answer, the resolve, through the good guys. And then what they do is they set up the two-party system again, which has been created to make lies sound truthful. Nothing more, nothing less. I just want to make clear everybody understands what in fact is happening. Here's a prime example. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take Jason. Jason, sorry about that. I just about stepped into my next point here. But welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Jason. What say you, my friend?
Hey, man, we're winning, right?
Yes.
Got to trust that plan. Got to trust the plan, dude.
Yeah, right.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know that.
It's funny that you're saying some of this, because this was some stuff that I was thinking about today as I was driving, because I'm a truck driver. So anyway, make a long story short, you're talking about the division. Man, I cannot tell you how many people, friends, family, everything, have just walked away. They don't want anything to do with me. They don't want to hear the truth. The truth is falling dead in the streets right now. And it is, wow. I mean, it's like a bad dream, dude.
Yep.
I have never seen anything like this in my life. Like, what does this say about our moral compass when we cannot call those who are supposedly in power out for their wrongdoings and their corruption? I don't understand any of this. And there was a time in this country where you were able to speak freely, and yeah, people could disagree with you, so forth and so on, but you wouldn't lose friends and family members over. You guys would still hang out for Thanksgiving and so forth and so on. But I guess the point I'm trying to get at is, you know, this whole left versus right paradigm is just like a bad sports arena.
It is. Yep. And that's what it's been designed to do. Correct. Yep.
Absolutely. And it's all been designed to divide us.
Yep.
And I believe, what is it? Who was it? James Adams that was talking about a left versus right.
Oh, John. Yeah. President John Adams said it was the greatest evil under the Constitution to create a two-party system. He's one of our founders, and he said that back in the 1800s. And it's just, you know, again, it's out of sight, out of mind. And what they've done is they've put up people that look and act just like them. And what you're seeing is the confusion that's being caused. And its purpose, Daniel 9-7, is for the very reason that people don't know their left hand from their right hand. So what they're doing is they're just being taught to believe whatever the politicians say. And they've been taught this in the schools today, which are now indoctrinating. You know, back in the 60s, at least people were unified because they were still rooted in the same principles. Well, they started to indoctrinate, and they started throwing all these mixed seeds in to divide the kids, and that's what's taken now. And you know who's complaining about it more than anyone else, Jason? The parents that drive and drop their kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated. That's where this is coming from, and they're just being systematically dummied down. And it's the parents, again, that are the ones that are dropping their kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place. So they're reaping what they sow, just like the Lord said he would in Galatians 6, 7, and 8.
Absolutely. I agree. And us as parents, we're supposed to be their first teachers.
That's right.
And it seems like the whole system is designed to teach them that, oh, your parents don't know what they're talking about. And
yep.
Buck everything that your parents tell you to do and this and that. You know, I don't have to deal with that with my daughter. I don't let her on the electronics. I don't let her do any
good
of
for
that
you.
Stuff. And I do teach her things when she is at home so that she can be, you know, so that she isn't dummied down, because I do see it. And it's very unfortunate that, you know, now this next generation of children that's going to come in, it is exactly like you were saying, I believe it was yesterday, about the parents are going to be the ones that their children are going to end up hating for
that's
not
right.
standing up and not putting themselves or sacrificing themselves for their children. That's what we're supposed to do as parents. We sit here and we say we love our children so much, but we're not willing to teach them the truth. We're willing to just cast them away and just let them go do whatever. And they can sit in front of the television and watch, you know, whatever TikTok shorts and the list goes on and on. But at the end of the day, you know, that right there is also causing their attention span to be shortened. It's it's literally making them dumber. I see some kids and I'm
absolutely.
Like, they're the smartest dumb people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
like,
you're great way to put it. That's exactly right, Jason. The smartest dumb people you've ever met. Those kids know a computer like the back of their hand. You feel stupid when you
right.
see them operating on it. And if you have a mm-hmm. problem with it, they can fix it just like this. And they go through the process of 15 different tabs to get it fixed, but they knew it like the back of their hand. But when you ask
right.
them a basic question concerning, well, let's just talk about who we are, where we came from, and the things of Christ, and again, who we are under God in this country, they're lost as all can be. And I wanted to say this too, Jason, to a point that you were making. You know, worse than all of that is they're dropping their kids off at the public schools or the colleges today or the elementaries or the daycare to be raised up by their sworn enemies. I mean, it's hypocrisy to no end, Luke 7:35. I'm going to give you the last word, my friend, and I appreciate when you call in too.
Hey, Bradley, look, if it wasn't for you, I don't think my eyes would be open. Like, when I first started watching you a year and a half ago and listening to your words, you speak the truth, and everything is biblical. Everything that we're going through right now is a spiritual warfare. It's between good and evil. It's not black and white. It's not left and right. It is good and evil. And
Amen.
Right now, if we continue the rate that we're going, this whole Deagle report that's supposed to be coming up this year is going to end up coming true if people don't open their eyes and get their heads out of the sand.
Amen.
And I just want to thank you again, Bradley. You are A1, man.
Thank
keep
you, guy.
Keep doing your thing and stand on the word, my brother.
Yeah, will you do me a favor? Go ahead and send me your address. And I want to send. How many kids you got, Jason?
I just have one daughter, man.
Can I send her a comic book that I had DC Comic and Marvel Comic artist Danny Bullinati?
She would absolutely love that, man. She loves that kind of stuff.
Can you go ahead and email me your address, and I will send something off for you first thing in the morning?
I absolutely will. Bradley, thank you so much, man.
Appreciate you, guy.
All right.
Okay, yep, bye. Folks, I don't know what's going on. It seems like something's going on the board op right now. Maybe something happened on the back end, but we're just going to keep going here until we can figure out what's going on. It seems like the Comrex may have went down on them. Hopefully that's the case. But again, looks like we got a hard break coming up. And in the meantime, I'll get with them and see what's going on. Don't know if it's good, bad, or ugly, whatever the case is. Here's the new topic I'm going to go ahead and put a little salt on your tongue with before we come back on the other side. Dems are wearing pink 24 hours after voting to allow men to compete in women's sports. Can anybody tell me where the constitutional authority has been delegated to them to go ahead and do the things that they're doing right now? Can anybody show me that? No, as a matter of fact, like my friend Bob from Texas, he likes to make mention and make reference to none other than William Blackstone, who's the guy that's responsible for saying no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Isn't it interesting, friends, that in the books across the United States of America, It's interesting to note that what in fact is happening is they're advocating for what our laws already condemn. And what do? They take a picture, they sell it to the people as if to suggest they have a right to do it, when in fact they don't. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Okay, so let me get back to this really quick. Final segment, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 281-845-4704. I wanted you to see what they're promoting. Your said representatives are taking it upon themselves to go ahead and do this. These are the ones that put their hands on the Bible to uphold the law, not to tear down the law. What are they doing? They're advocating what our laws already condemn. Okay, so we're led to believe that these are the Dems, right? These are all Democrats that are responsible for this. And what you need to see, and I'm sure you've all seen this, but it's the said president that's allegedly saying he's going to withdraw funds from any states that are advocating this abominable behavior, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, that he's just going to withhold all of his money from them. Well, here's the deal. Our money from them, okay? What's interesting about it is Donald Trump, as you know, he's the one that promoted and has been promoting transgenderism, as they call it, in his pageantries for decades in this country. What are they doing? They're dividing the people by playing off of each other as if to suggest Donald Trump is righting the wrong. Well, I want you to go ahead and see this. You guys have heard me bring this name up before. You guys all know who Scott Pressler is. This is him right here. He is a sodomite. He is a man. Okay? And the fact of the matter is this is a brand new picture of him being in the People's White House with Donald Trump, taking a picture with him. They're also endorsing him in Wisconsin. I also want to make clear that you understand what I'm going to tell you next. Charlie Kirk is also one that somehow or another received $30 million from Zionist organizations. They're all in it together, friends. Took $5 million from TPUSA, and he is promoting this sodomite right along with Donald Trump. So if you're trying to figure out why they're all doing the same things and they're always the same players, it's because they're being paid to sell you out. And I'll tell you, friends, when you look at Amos 4, you see abortion and you see sodomy. These are the things that the Lord will not tolerate. This, again, is a man. This is a man, right? I'm not mocking his long hair. That's totally fine with me. But he's an absolute sodomite, okay? Our laws condemn sodomy as well. Now, some time ago, and I'm going to show this to you just because we're talking about it right now. But I want you to understand that I got a friend in ministry. You all know his name if I brought it up. He's the one that first made me aware of Charlie Kirk and Pressler. They're trying to put him in office. Well, folks, since he's been rejected in that particular state, at least for the time being, what's happening? He's getting favor from the People's White House. So again, what are they doing? They're trying to sell to you that Donald Trump is the one putting a stop to it by being the good guy, and the left are the ones that are trying to respond to it in a favorable way. No, they're in it together. They've always been in it together. I don't know what people don't want to see, but it doesn't matter if we want to see it or not. We're going to have to deal with the consequences of this if we don't put our foot down on the crimes that they're promoting. Because again, friends, they're advocating these crimes together. Do you guys remember when I showed you this? This is a guy that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and none other than Charlie Kirk are all advocating for. This is a picture of Scott Pressler right on the left here with his boyfriend. Okay. Again, they're not at war with each other, friends. There's them holding hands. They're them taking a little sweet picture together, him and his sodomite boyfriend. And here's another one. Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump, and J.D. Vance are all promoting this. Okay. And Donald Trump is also the one that retweeted, friends, that he's the gayest president in American history. I just want to make clear you all understand that you're the pawns on the board. If you're going to allow them to play and keep pushing you around the way that they're pushing you around, then you're going to keep getting the same results. Either you're going to stand up and be the man and woman of God that God has called you to be, or this is what you're going to get. I also wanted to show you what kind of a fallout do you expect from such activity that's tolerated before a God that condemns these crimes. We've seen this for 20 years, 24 years now in this country, at least for those that have their eyes open. It's been going on a lot longer than that. But isn't it interesting? These are the same ones that are responsible for doing what? For preying on children. I want you to see this really quick. This is what it leads to. It always goes back to the kids. Every single time. Kansas City teacher and LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ activist Seth Bruman arrested on child sex crime charges. Again, this is nothing new. And it's also interesting that these are the same people, speaking of these sodomites, and I'm not going to shut my mouth about it. I want you to understand, because you see the kids are being made a prey. And what's interesting is when they're found out, these predators, they're just merely paid. They're merely paying their victims to basically shut their mouth. There's no justice. And then the predators go out and they commit the crime again. Now, I want you to see this one as well. Before you think somehow or another that these people, these abominations, you have to feed the monster. They're making the choice to do so. Before you believe that somehow or another they are the victims, I just want to make clear again that you understand they are not the victims in any sense of the word. I'm going to go over to Nancy Mason. I got to be honest with you, friends. There's quite a few question marks around Nancy Mace as well, because she seems to be the one that they're putting up as one that's putting it to a stop. But simultaneously, what's happening? The corrupt within the halls of government are passing it through anyways. Well, guess what, friends? Our laws condemn it. It's null and void. Folks, this is all being put in place to incriminate their political opposition. You better know that's what this is about. And Micah 3:5 comes to my aid. They're trying to create, and they're in it, and they're pushing it forward, friends. They're catapulting this war with heaven. They're just trying to get as many people on their side as they possibly can, as if to suggest the population of the whole world will stand against the Lord God on high. They are sadly mistaken. But let me go over to Nancy Mace real quick, and I want you to see this. Now listen, she does drop an expletive, and I'm hoping that I can catch it. I'll talk over it when she does. But these are abominable people, men dressing as women. This is a man dressed as a woman that's allegedly stalking Congressman Mace, okay? And I want you to again remember, they're not the victims. They're the predators, and you're seeing a very soft version of this. But I got to tell you, Nancy Mace is saying these people that I'm standing up against, she's saying this publicly, that they're sending out death threats to kill me, and yet they're playing the victims. It's like, well, hey, Nancy, welcome to the club. This is the price you pay when you stand up and protecting your children from those that the corrupt in halls, the halls of government, are trying to normalize. No joke. You ready for this? This is, again, a man dressed as a woman in the halls, allegedly, friends, harassing Representative Nancy Mace. Now, check it out.
Hey, Congressman Mace, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you. I'm just wondering if transit interns and staffers can use the private bathroom in your office? Or if you have another police station, would you suggest to use the bathroom?
That's a man.
You can totally use the bathroom. You just use that of your gender. It's common sense.
Okay, are you going to be deploying your staff around to the Capitol? Okay. And checking people before they
can arrest me? What's your first and last name?
Listen to that man's voice. Listen to what he's taking on. That is a man.
Am I going to harass you?
Yes.
No, I'm not. Okay. You're a public elected official, so yes. I'm just asking you a question.
You're not going to harass me over this?
No, I'm not harassing you.
Use whatever bathroom your biological gender is. That's how this works.
Are you going to be deploying your staff to check people on the way in and out?
You hear what I have to put up with? The bullshit from people who are insane.
Got it.
Well, that's ridiculous. People just want to use the bathroom.
Isn't it interesting, folks?
Use that. It's ridiculous.
Hey.
You should read up on the American Medical Association and what they have to say about it.
I would encourage
it's
not science. Biological science. Go look it up in the dictionary or the encyclopedia.
Okay, the video is allegedly made to protect
13-year-old Rachel
men
was
that are dressed up as women, right?
Day. However,
and it's interesting in the process of doing just that, he wants to play the victim. When in fact, he is advocating crimes against God and man. And yet you see all this show that's being put on. One of the things that really gets me is, yes, we film everything because we have to, because of the accusations these people make if you don't film it. But in this particular case, isn't it interesting how these just hit the reels and they just make their waves? And it's, again, revert back to the point I was making earlier. It's always the same people. It's always the same actors driving some narrative. Either they're the bad guy or they're the good guy. Folks, I'm here to tell you in most cases that it is created to divide the people so the house falls, and I'm talking about our country. Love you by what I do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.